the Parsha tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old. And the Chidah explains that Moshe's age corresponded to Nun Ayin, 120, as in the punishment of Cain. Let me explain. We know Cain was punished for killing his brother Hevel. And his punishment was that he was banished from his home to be Na V'Na Ba'aretz, to wander, to be alone throughout the world. And the Chidah says the Na, the Nun Ayin of that punishment is connected to the 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does this have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? What does Moshe Rabbeinu have to do with the Na of Na V'Na Ba'aretz? So we need to take a step back. We need to backtrack to the episode of Adam and Chava. Initially, Adam and Chava were placed in Gan Eden. And they went against the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they ate from the Eitz Hadas. And they too were banished. Adam and Chava were banished from Gan Eden in a similar way to how Cain was banished. If you pay close attention, the letters Na V'Nod are the same letters as Aden, except backwards. Aden is Ayin Dalad Nun, and Na V'Nod is Nun Dalad Nun Ayin. The letters backwards. So the word Na means to wander without direction. And the word Nod means to be alone, secluded, like Nidui. Returning to Gan Eden is the goal. We're trying to get to Gan Eden. To achieve this goal, we must rectify the Na Nod. We must undo the Na V'Nod, that wandering, that lack, that aloneness. We must restore order and direction back into this world to recreate the Gan Eden. We're in Nasaris Mei Tshuva now. We're all trying to be better. We're trying to do Tshuva. And we're trying to get a chelik of Gan Eden. So we have to somehow undo, unravel this Na V'Nod. Moshe Rabbeinu came into this world to rectify, at least partially, the mistakes of his ancestors, of Adam and Chava, Cain and Hevel. This farm teaches a very deep idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilgal of Hevel, while the Mitzri whom Moshe killed was a Gilgal of Cain. Moshe's killing of the Mitzri was retribution. Cain killed Hevel, so Moshe, who is Hevel, killed the Mitzri, who is Cain. And this event, and that which follows, is an allusion to Moshe's fixing of the Na V'Nod. Let me explain. So after he killed the Mitzri, come along, Dasan V'Aviram. They say, oh, you're going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri. And it was clear to Moshe that all Mitzrayim was aware that he had murdered the Mitzri. In response, Moshe Benu says, Achein Noda Hadavar. The matter is known. It's known. People know that I killed the Mitzri and he had to run away. Notice that the words, or the letter of the words Noda, share the same letters as Nov Nod. Nun Vav Dal Ayin, the letters of Nov Nod. And Moshe Rabbeinu had been banished also. He ran away. He ran away to Midian. He was Nov Nod also. Like Cain was Nov Nod, Adam Chab was Nov Nod, Moshe Rabbeinu also was Nov Nod. So Moshe Rabbeinu immediately flees to Midian. And it was in Midian that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to fix the letters of Nod, at least the letters of Nod. Midian was a place of din, or dun. It's a place where the Nod flips to dun, the opposite letters. Nod becomes dun. It's there in Midian, place of din, where Moshe Rabbeinu learned from his father-in-law Yisro, the lachas of Bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy judging off Klal Yisrael, and Yisro teaches him how to run a Bezdin. There should be a hierarchy. So din is the opposite of Nod. Nod means to be alone, without recognizing Hashkacha, all by oneself. Din, on the other hand, means that law and order. Din recognizes that the world is under the guidance of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu fixed the Nod and turned it into Dun. He put the Dun back into Aden, the Dal and Nun back into Aden. But Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to fix the na. The na remained incomplete. And for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu wandered this world, wandered the Midbar for 120 years. He was still na. That's what the chida means, the na. He was still nav of the nav anad. They remained unresolved. Moshe Rabbeinu corrected the nad. But who corrects the na? So now we bring our attention to Moshe Rabbeinu's partner, his brother Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, was charged with the mission of fixing the na. The Anani HaKavod came in the merit and the zechus of Aaron HaKohen. And the word Anan is the reverse of the letters na. Na is nun ayin, Anan is ayin nun. Another nun there at the end, but still Anan. It's the opposite, un. The word na means to wander without direction, without guidance, without leadership. The Anani HaKavod, however, provided the guidance. It provided us guidance in the Midbar. It showed us the direction. It paved a pathway through the mountains and the valleys, ultimately unraveling the curse of na. So together, both Moshe and Aaron rectified the na of na. They brought both order and direction to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu brought din, and Aaron brought the Anani HaKavod, ultimately leading to Eretz Yisrael, a place of Gan Eden. It paved the path for Klal Yisrael to Gan Eden, to Eretz Yisrael. This time of year, as we try to rectify our personal challenges and shortcomings, we are also assisting in fixing this larger mistake of the Tzibur, the Jewish people historically, of trying to fix the Nav Anad. Moshe and Aaron got things started, but there's still much to fix. And each year we're trying to fix that Nav Anad, trying to create more Gan Eden, more Gan Eden. And Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, it's the done. Rosh Hashanah corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents fixing the nud and reinstating the din. To Yom HaDin, the Melech. Moshe was a Melech, he was a king. The king who judged. So Rosh Hashanah is about the din. Aaron HaKohen corresponds to Yom Kippur, about which it states, Ki be'onon e'ra'e el ha-kaporis, with the cloud, with the smoke of the Ketores, he enters into the Kodesh Kadashim, a reference to the Anani HaKavod, returning the na into Anan. So while Rosh Hashanah and Moshe Rabbeinu fix the din, Yom Kippur and Aaron HaKohen fix the Anani HaKavod. We then progress to the Yom Tov HaSukkos, a day in which there are two major mitzvahs. Sitting in the sukkah, yeshiva sukkah, and shaking the Arba Minim. The Arba Minim are described by the Gemara as assisting in the din, that we shake the Dal Minim, we're asking for a good judgment of rain for the year, of Geshamim, it's for the din. Sukkot is a Rosh Hashanah of Geshem, it's Yom HaDin of Geshem. So the Arba Minim represent the din. But the Arba Minim are shaken, they're shaken Na'anuim. Na'anuim is a Na, that the Lulav reinstates the din, but still Na'anuim, it's still wandering, still shaking, it's incomplete, it's only half the job. It's the din of Moshe Rabbeinu. The sukkah, on the other hand, is symbolic of the Anani HaKavod. The sukkah represented fixing the na and making it a nun, the Anani HaKavod. And when the two come together, when the din and Anani HaKavod fuse together, when the lulav, the din, comes into the sukkah, the Anani HaKavod, we have now created a place of Gan Eden. And for this reason, the Rizal says that there's a practice, there's a minhag to shake the Arba Minim in the sukkah, to fuse the Moshe of the Aaron, the din with the Anani HaKavod. And further, this is why we are graced by the presence of the great Ushpizin, the Tzadikim, because this is Gan Eden. Where's Avram? Where's Yitzhak? Where's Yaakov? Where are all the Ushpizin there in Gan Eden? But when we could create, we could construct the Gan Eden in this world in the form of a sukkah, where there's din, and there's Anani HaKavod, where there's a Gan Eden. We've unraveled the Novenod of Adam and Chava. We've unraveled the Novenod of Cain and Hevel, and the Novenod of Moshe Rabbeinu v'Acheinu Da'adavar. We're able to reinstate the din and Nanya Kavod. We could create a place of Gan Eden. Well, if this Gan Eden only lasts for 7 days of Sukkot, Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha to see the day that the Gan Eden remains eternal with the Bias Gal Tzedek from here v'Yameinu, Amen v'Amen.